Garrett Ilsen here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. Rhymer has established himself as one of his generation's true positive leaders and motivational musicians. He has proven that he is capable of carrying the culture forward with his soothing lyrical approach, a tone that complements the melodies and flow that will take you to a place you have always fantasized about. His incredible show, smooth Afro-pop attitude, and positive energy make him one of the most sought-after musicians in the business today. As an independent recording artist, Rhymer releases his debut album, Stamina, which is out now. Up next on Celeb Savant, live in studio, we've got Rhymer. Live in studio, it's a pleasure to meet you. So tell me, how are you doing and what's happening in your life?
First thing first, thanks for having me here.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
I appreciate you bringing me on board, you know. What's happening in my life right now is music.
Okay.
Yeah, simple as that.
Simple as that. Why the name Rhymer? Where does that come from?
It came from school. It used to be the people seeing me doing like morning devotion and singing and doing my thing, and they had to call me Rhymer. So I picked it from them. I never formed it myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was given to you, so you're just like, cool, let's
yeah,
act.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not a bad name, and it's easily interpreted, you know?
Yes.
Right, okay, cool. Let's have it. As long as you see me as Rhymer, someone who rhymes, so cool. No problem.
Let's rewind to your journey in the entertainment business or wanting to join the music industry. From what age? What inspired you? How did it all come about? Let's dive into your musical journey.
My dad used to listen to a couple of good music songs from Lionel Richie.
Yes.
Luther Vandross, mm-hmm. Dolly Parton.
Okay.
And whenever he's around, you just know that this is what dad is going to play. So immediately you hear that, those songs playing when you wake up in the morning, just know dad is not going anywhere today. So my love for music started from there until I also started listening to a couple of music like from Boyz II Men, B2K Boys, mm-hmm. and all of that. Those guided my stance in doing what I wanted to do. Even though I didn't want to do it as something for the future, I wanted to do it for fun, but
okay.
I later fell in love with it, knowing that this might take me far. And then we had an a cappella group where we used to sing an a cappella, and then those were just an amazing moment, and then it carried on from there.
Tell us about your latest album.
The album is out already.
Okay.
It's called Stamina. It's a very chilled album. It consists of literally everything. Like, the slow jams are there. The dance songs are there. Uh-huh. Got a couple of features on the album, and a very good feature. I had No Kwazi on the album, and I had Leon Lee, Nkosazana, DJ Preen, Kosazana. I have like Sarah Modiba. I have Jokers and Don, Mutual Beat, Elsie Gweja, J-Wo. I have a couple of friends that I brought together for us to make this album. And this album was created just for everybody. If you like a slow jam, you go for it. You like something fast a little bit, it's there in the album. So it's an album of 18 tracks, and it's called Stamina. The reason why it's called Stamina is because anything you do, you need stamina. Mm.
So you mentioned it's got the fast tracks and the slow tracks. For you as a person, which do you prefer performing, and which do you find easier to create in the music space?
The soulful jam, like Come Alive, Healing, Congratulations, Keep Trying. Those are the very mellow vibe, soulful vibe that you can listen any day, anytime, anywhere. Whether it's hot or cold, you can listen to it. So, you know what happened with the fast jams is that it has seasons. It has a time where you can listen to them. It has time where you don't want to listen to a fast music. Mm-hmm. So those times are the times you really want to listen to slow jams. And what I've seen also, radio prefer jam that they understand, that is mellow, that they can actually sing along with and keep calm with, you know, at that time, especially in the afternoon. So I prefer making slow jams and soulful.
You mentioned about all the collaborators that you have on the album. Is it easier to work with them compared to just when you do your own stuff? Or do you find it a little bit difficult having different energies? Tell us about all those different elements around collaboration.
Collaboration, for me, what I believe collaboration should be, supposed to be very easy because the energy that you bring, it's supposed to rhyme with the energy the person bring around. So for me, if I want to put you on a song and I see the energy is not connecting, I'll tell you, you got to wait until some other time. So all the collaboration that I did for this album was an amazing one. The energy were connecting. It didn't stress me. It was a song that I put on the table and they jump on it. It just flows like that. So I like the energy that I brought. And because they are friends, it was more easier.
Yeah. Because they are friends, even though it was an easy process, does it sometimes become a little bit difficult if you sort of somehow want to change something, or maybe I don't really agree with this word? Is it more difficult because they're friends, or is it easier because they are friends?
It's more easier because they're friends. You don't forget, what are friends for if we can be for each other?
Yeah.
You should wake your ass up when I say move for me. You know?
Yeah.
You should wake up.
Yeah.
So I think that's the best thing to do. Friends first. And maybe some other time, if you feel like you want more higher collaboration, I think that it's also going to work around its way. Don't forget how the universe works.
Yes.
It will direct you to somebody that you're definitely going to connect with in the music. The music is very spiritual. So
yeah,
that's how it works. Let's say you were a musician and mm-hmm. I want to do a collaboration with you. In one way or the other, Tammy was going to make it work.
Yes.
Turn around. And then it will come and get to you, and we work this very easily. And you might be working with me easily because of her, because you know her very well, because you guys have been friends for too long and all of that. So she will respect that fact. So sometimes it still connects to that friendship level.
Yes, you're connecting via.
Thank you. That's right.
Through the network.
Yes.
Your creative process in creating a song from zero to a 3 to 4 minute song, tell us, what is that process like? Is it easy every time? Is it sometimes difficult? What gets you into the energy to focus to write it? Is it quick? Dive into all of those elements.
Not difficult.
Okay.
The thing is, for me, music is quite an amazing way for me to start a day, end a day. Even when I'm going through some stuff, I kind of feel like music is one of the things. The gift was given, and just make use of it. That's exactly how you play around it. So making music for me is very easy. It's just like you dropping a beat and I sing on it on a freestyle session, and the music is going to come out nice than when I take a pen and a paper and I write it down. I don't know if you get me.
Yeah.
It's just one of those, it's one of the easiest for me. There are some people who can read books, who want to read like novels. Mm. There's some who don't want to read novels. They feel like, oh, it's tiring.
Yes.
You know, same way with music, you know. It's a spiritual gift. So I think it sinks in you depending on what you're hearing and at the time what you're feeling. So that's why you see we have different genre of music and different style of music and different words that you use in music and different topics that you use to sing music. It's because at that time you were feeling some type of way. That's why you decide to make this type of music. And some people, some certain thing gives them inspiration, which I wouldn't know what gives other people inspiration. But what gives me inspiration most of the time is my surroundings. What's happening right now can be put in music and it's going to come out real nice. You know what I mean? So it's always easy for me to make music.
That's beautiful to hear. I love that. And performing live, what do you enjoy about that?
Performing live, if I stay for a month and I don't perform, I always tell my manager, I say, listen here, I haven't performed for the longest time. Can you create a space? Even if it's just something I have to do and maybe Shesanyama or something, let me just go, you know. You know, it's like school, man. When you come for a holiday, it seems like you're too relaxed.
Okay. So it keeps you on your toes and challenges you.
That's right.
Okay. And what about that energy? So do you get nervous? And what challenges you about it?
I don't get nervous.
You don't get nervous?
I don't get nervous. I kind of feel like I was born to do this.
Okay.
And the reason why we're doing all of this is because we want to play on radio. We want to play on TV.
Yes.
We want to be seen out there. We're ready. You can get nervous if you're not ready. But if you're ready yeah, I think it flows if you're ready.
And if you're ready, it's sort of those excited
Thank
nerves.
You.
It's like, want to get going.
That's right. That's
I know
right.
exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm the same just before an interview. I'm like, I want to get going.
Yeah.
And then when I'm not on a crutch, for the listeners, I just had an operation. Yeah. But when I'm not on a crutch, I finish interview and I run up and down and I jump up and down
I'm
bouncing off
mean.
The walls.
Yeah, yeah. Because now you want to get going. If you're not doing anything, you feel like there's something lacking behind.
Yeah.
So I always say that every 1 hour that you have, as long as you're doing music, try to put in a little bit of work, even if it's just to post the content, even if it's just to rehearse your voice, even if it's just to do some voice training, just for you to be able to know exactly where you stand, even if you're caught up with flu. What's your voice level? Even if you've caught up, are you able to sing when you're caught up with flu? Are you able to give some excuses when you're called for a gig?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not feeling too good, what's up? You know, and you know, everything you do in life is about processes, and you have to let the process roll like that. So I think just rehearsing yourself and keeping your brand going every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, 1 hour, it's allowed.
By doing that, when potential situations happen where, for example, something might go wrong in a live show, for example, maybe the sound drops or maybe something happens, you, because you're so comfortable and you have rehearsed and you know what you're doing, it's not like, run away off the stage. It's like, okay, cool. This happened right now. It's okay. We're just going to carry on and just keep the show going.
That's right. It's allowed for those things to happen.
Yeah.
It's allowed for load shedding to happen. And you stand on stage in the dark at that time until probably they kick to a generator or something. It's allowed. It's allowed for a show to stop in the middle of nowhere. And you just have to tell the people it happened, it happened.
And just keep it on your toes and just keep talking
that's right.
and make up something on the
that's
spot
right.
sometimes.
It's allowed. It's allowed to for that to happen. So I think positivity is the best. You just got to stay positive and keep it positive all the time.
So I'm going to ask you for your top three local and top three international artists that you would like to collaborate with, who are on your bucket list.
For local, I had No Quasi, so I've already done a song with her.
Yeah.
That's slide off right now. The next person is going to be DJ Tira, and the next person, it's going to be DJ Maporisa.
Okay.
I like the energy. The energy is another level for me. And I mostly listen to Chris Brown, Omarion.
Yes.
And Boyz II Men.
So
I would have loved to do a song with them, but I know at the right time the energy is going to kick in, you know, and I know the connection is going to come.
Yeah. Boyz II Men are here in South Africa in a few months, so
that's right.
Hello, putting it out there.
That's right. So those were my favorite people. You remember, like the song they did, Mama, was just an amazing song, and it really touched a lot of people.
This leads me to my next question. I know that if I had to ask you this question in 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 hours, I know that the answer will be different every time. If you had to, after this interview, push play to 5 songs by other artists, what would those 5 songs be and by whom?
Davido is one of the guys that I respect in the music industry as well. Davido, I'll like. I'm not going to mention a specific song because he kind of have like a whole lot of songs that I like. Wizkid is my second favorite. And Burna Boy too. He really, really good. I like Azania.
Two more artists.
I listen to DJ Maporisa, and I also listen to Fela Kuti.
Okay, nice mix, interesting mix. I must add some of those to my list, so thank you for that. What's next on the horizon?
Right now we're still pushing Stamina album. We're trying to make sure we get it to as many ears as possible.
Okay.
And we're also trying to make sure that we get a few tours, a few radio tours, TV performances as well, just to spice up the whole brand and get it out there. Traveling right now, I don't know yet, but I'm also planning something outside South Africa, which I'm going to announce, you know, still working on that.
What's your perception of social media?
Social media is just too fake. I've seen a couple of artists who has made it big, chowing money on the ground. You won't even see them on social media, like, you know what I mean? Like, they go to gigs, like, every day, bro, like... So I think they choose not to show their lifestyle and stuff, but social media is too fake because we want to post a nicer part and leave the reality, you know.
Yeah, so it's all filtered. It's like a story. So everyone's trying to be like their own reality show, that everything's beautiful and lovely when it's not all that.
Nobody want to accept the fact that they can post a picture of them in the car seat and stuff like that. And that's not what we're looking at. For me, I kind of feel like they built that for some certain people. We want to make it... look like we're living that life, but we're not living that life, you know what I mean? So it's too fake, that's what I can say, but we need that platform sometimes to grow, because this generation now, that's exactly where we at, you know. They've put it in our face, so we gotta bite it, you know what I mean?
It's also a choice of what boundaries you put, so then you know, okay, cool, I'm just going to be doing
this.
Like, I see sometimes people posting about a relative who's passed away or something. Like, I don't know, you know, should that be private? I don't know if that's...
Yes, that's supposed to be private. Like me, I'm that guy, I might be in a restaurant eating and I don't want to post such pictures I don't want to post that because I might want to eat that every day. So you mean every time I eat that food... I should post it. I might want to eat stamp and beef stew. I might want to eat dombolo and beef stew, and then I have to post that every day.
Yeah, you're with the pictures of the food. Yeah, absolutely.
So I kind of feel like that part, I wouldn't want to post anything that has to do with food and stuff like that, except is that very important for me, or except I'm asked to just do a little bit of promo for the company.
Yes, the that's company, different.
Then that's different, but...
We're getting paid. Yeah. Money.
You know what I mean? So, and sometimes you just want to post out your clothing. Yeah, if it's my clothing brand, can just post it. Yeah, because I want a lot of people to engage and see if they can support me, you know what I mean? See, those are more important sometimes, you know.
So you've got your own clothing brand?
I'm working on that.
You're working on it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. We're looking forward to hearing about that. So what's the inspiration behind it? I know you're working on it. And what about it do you want the buyers to feel when they wear it?
Actually, what inspired it at first was just a merch. We just wanted to do like a merch for promoting the album to, you know, you could just rock on some certain people and, use the song 5 times and you get a t-shirt. Use the song 2 times and you can get a cap and stuff like that. But now the team decided that, we could work on a set. And Courtney actually said, no, we could do some comic stuff in the clothing and see what it looks like. So we're still doing samples and checking. But I believe they're going to love it. Everybody's going to love it. It's going to be a good one. There's no harm in trying sometimes.
Of course.
You know.
What's the worst thing that can happen? Someone will say no.
That's right.
And then?
Yeah.
You carry on to the next person.
You carry on to the next person.
Absolutely.
It's not everybody who's going to support you at the end of the day. Some people will see it and don't want to wear Rhyma. Some people will see it and just see a R or a sort of comic and, let me go for this. This looks good. They don't know it's Rhyma. Some people want to wear it because they know it's not for you. Some people wouldn't wear it because they know it's for you.
Yeah.
So I think
Humans are weird. We can just put in that there. Humans are weird.
And you can satisfy everybody. You can't.
Exactly.
You can never be able to satisfy everybody.
Exactly. And
you just need to just target a few or a little circle that you can, and then you give it out, and that's it.
So anyone else, young people starting off in the business, starting out, what would you say to them to keep inspiring them or to motivate them?
It's allowed to be young and doing it. And it's good to be young, doing it, and stay focused, and just have confidence. The last thing should be the bag, because you got to build first. You got to probably build a certain brand to be able to get to the level where you start getting the bag. My advice is just be confident.
The podcast is listened to throughout the world. As a final message to the listening audience, what would you like to say?
I'd like to say just keep doing what you're doing. Don't give up. You might start small, but don't forget, eventually it's going to be big. And don't forget to pray too.